这是高三英语试卷听力部分，该部分分为第一、第二两节。注意，回答听力部分时，请先将答案标在试卷上。录音内容结束后，你将有两分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转图到答题卡上。听力测试正式开始。
第一节，听下面五段对话，每段对话后有一个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。听完每段对话后，你都有十秒钟的时间来回答有关小题和阅读下一小题。每段对话读两遍。现在，你有五秒钟的时间阅读第一小题的有关内容。
The sky is covered with gray clouds. Is it going to be sunny this weekend?
There's a storm this Saturday, but it's supposed to clear up by Sunday morning.
The sky is covered with gray clouds. Is it going to be sunny this weekend?
There's a storm this Saturday, but it's supposed to clear up by Sunday morning. Do you know how to get to the post office by subway?
Sure. Take the gray line at Andrew Square and get off at 83rd Street. You will see the post office across Jack's restaurant.
Got it. Thank you. Do you know how to get to the post office by subway?
Sure. Take the gray line at Andrew Square and get off at 83rd Street. You will see the post office across Jack's restaurant.
Got it. Thank you.
Were you working on the annual report just now?
I finished that last night. I just responded to a customer inquiry a moment ago.
Okay. Lucy's computer is acting up. Can you check it later? Were you working on the annual report just now?
I finished that last night. I just responded to a customer inquiry a moment ago.
Okay. Lucy's computer is acting up. Can you check it later?
Hi, is your store open yet? I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
No, sorry. It's only 7:50 now. Our staff will start setting up at 8 o'clock, and they'll need 30 minutes before opening to customers.
Hi, is your store open yet? I've been waiting for 10 minutes.
No, sorry. It's only 7:50 now. Our staff will start setting up at 8 o'clock. And they'll need 30 minutes before opening to customers.
I need to renew my gym membership. Fitness courses are my secret to staying healthy. How about you?
Well, I eat a balanced diet to maintain good health. Keeping a balanced diet can meet the physical needs.
I need to renew my gym membership. Fitness courses are my secret to staying healthy. How about you?
Well, I eat a balanced diet to maintain good health. Keeping a balanced diet can meet the physical needs.
第一节到此结束。第二节，听下面五段对话或独白，每段对话或独白后有几个小题，从题中所给的 A、B、C 三个选项中选出最佳选项。
听每段对话或独白前，你将有时间阅读各个小题，每小题五秒钟。听完后，各小题将给出五秒钟的作答时间。每段对话或独白读两遍。听下面一段对话，回答第六和第七两个小题。现在，你有十秒钟的时间阅读这两个小题。
When are you moving out of your apartment, Jim?
This Saturday, but my rent isn't due yet. Do you know anyone who is interested?
I am. I've just changed my job, and your apartment is close to my new office.
Really? That'd be great. You will like it, as the glass window is large enough to enjoy the scenery outside, and there are many trees in the community, providing environmental benefits to the area.That's actually why I chose it in the first place.
Sounds nice. How about the rent? I'm trying to stay with a $300 budget.
It was $320 a month, but recently the landlady has raised it by $30. Is it okay?
That's a bit higher, but it's worth the price. When are you moving out of your apartment, Jim?
This Saturday.But my rent isn't due yet. Do you know anyone who is interested?
I am. I've just changed my job, and your apartment is close to my new office.
Really? That'd be great. You will like it, as the glass window is large enough to enjoy the scenery outside, and there are many trees in the community, providing environmental benefits to the area. That's actually why I chose it in the first place.
Sounds nice.How about the rent? I'm trying to stay with a $300 budget.
It was $320 a month, but recently the landlady has raised it by $30. Is it okay?
That's a bit higher, but it's worth the price.
听下面一段对话，回答第八至第十三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
Are you going to the career fair at school tomorrow?
Yes. I can't decide what career to follow. I thought about nursing, maybe even becoming a doctor if my grades are good enough. But the thing that appeals to me most is teaching.
Really? You surprise me. I do admire that teachers can broaden their knowledge and they adopt a mindset of continuous learning. But they have to meet lots of targets and deal with difficult students.Which I wouldn't like.
It depends on your character. What job would you like to do after graduation, Howard?
I thought of becoming a photographer. They seem to travel a lot.
That's a good idea, but it might be hard to succeed in it. Everyone takes pictures with their phones these days.
Yeah, but you have to be very good to be a professional, and I think I could manage it.Are you going to the career fair at school tomorrow?
Yes. I can't decide what career to follow. I thought about nursing, maybe even becoming a doctor if my grades are good enough. But the thing that appeals to me most is teaching.
Really? You surprise me. I do admire that teachers can broaden their knowledge and they adopt a mindset of continuous learning. But they have to meet lots of targets and deal with difficult students.Which I wouldn't like.
It depends on your character. What job would you like to do after graduation, Howard?
I thought of becoming a photographer. They seem to travel a lot.
That's a good idea, but it might be hard to succeed in it. Everyone takes pictures with their phones these days.
Yeah, but you have to be very good to be a professional, and I think I could manage it.
听下面一段对话，回答第十一至第十三三个小题。现在，你有十五秒钟的时间阅读这三个小题。
It was very nice of you to see me off.
It's my pleasure, Anna. I know you must be excited to go home after such a long business trip. You'll keep in touch with me, won't you?
Of course. And I will miss you, and miss the tasty food, the friendly workmates, who helped me pick up a lot of Chinese. It would have been perfect except for the days of continuous rain in Shanghai.By the way, please let me know if your daughter needs any help while she's studying in London.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Oh, I'd like to give you something to take home. Let me show you.
This is beautiful Chinese paper cutting. What do these characters mean?
They mean all the best, and the tea is for your parents.
Thank you. Oh, it sounds like they're boarding now. I have to go.
Have a good trip, Anna. Bye.
It was very nice of you to see me off.
It's my pleasure, Anna. I know you must be excited to go home after such a long business trip. You'll keep in touch with me, won't you?
Of course. And I will miss you, and miss the tasty food, the friendly workmates, who helped me pick up a lot of Chinese. It would have been perfect except for the days of continuous rain in Shanghai.By the way, please let me know if your daughter needs any help while she's studying in London.
Will do. Thanks a lot. Oh, I'd like to give you something to take home. Let me show you.
This is beautiful Chinese paper cutting. What do these characters mean?
They mean all the best, and the tea is for your parents.
Thank you. Oh, it sounds like they're boarding now. I have to go.
Have a good trip, Anna. Bye.
听下面一段对话，回答第十四至第十七四个小题。现在你有二十秒钟的时间阅读这四个小题。
Welcome to our interview. Martin, how do you like playing a superhero?
Overall, it makes me proud, but it really bothers me to stay fit. And keeping the superhero face on is quite tiring too. Yet, those challenges don't even come close to the difficulty of chasing and fighting. You have to make great efforts to achieve the desired effects.
I heard you grew up in Canada. How is that?
I have many family members there. I went to an international school, but the best thing was the fantastic countryside near my home. I spent most weekends camping in the forest, which was really great.
So how did you get into acting?
Well, at university, I studied literature, but never acted in any drama. After graduating, I worked as an assistant for a producer working on a musical comedy.One night, an actor was ill, and I was asked to play his part, and it just went from there.
Here is the last question. What would you have done if you hadn't become an actor?
Well, both my parents devote themselves to educational careers. Even so, it hardly interested me. My older brother owns a company, and he said that I could have a job in his office. I guess that's what I'd probably have done.
Welcome to our interview. Martin, how do you like playing a superhero?
Overall, it makes me proud, but it really bothers me to stay fit. And keeping the superhero face on is quite tiring too. Yet those challenges don't even come close to the difficulty of chasing and fighting. You have to make great efforts to achieve the desired effects.
I heard you grew up in Canada. How is that?
I have many family members there. I went to an international school, but the best thing was the fantastic countryside near my home. I spent most weekends camping in the forest, which was really great.
So how did you get into acting?
Well, at university, I studied literature, but never acted in any drama. After graduating, I worked as an assistant for a producer working on a musical comedy. One night, an actor was ill, and I was asked to play his part, and it just went from there.
Here is the last question. What would you have done if you hadn't become an actor?
Well, both my parents devote themselves to educational careers. Even so, it hardly interested me. My older brother owns a company, and he said that I could have a job in his office. I guess that's what I'd probably have done. World Sleep Day is held on March the 21st every year. It aims to highlight the importance of good sleep and raise awareness of how sleep determines our everyday lives. Now, a world first study from the University of South Australia shows that increased physical activities during the day improve sleep quality and reduce tiredness, emphasizing the importance of exercise for a good night's rest. The study found that children and adults with higher levels of physical activity have better sleep quality. In general, adults are thought to need at least 8 hours of sleep a night, but a recent survey found that, on workdays, only 21% of them really get a full 8 hours of sleep. For teenagers, a healthy amount is about 8 to 9 hours per night. However, 27% of people throughout the world have sleep problems. Now, there are over 80 kinds of sleep disorders, and most people know little about their danger. So, for our good life and work, it's necessary for us to realize the importance of sleep and try to have a good sleep. World Sleep Day is held on March the 21st every year. It aims to highlight the importance of good sleep and raise awareness of how sleep determines our everyday lives. Now, a world first study from the University of South Australia shows that increased physical activities during the day improve sleep quality and reduce tiredness, emphasizing the importance of exercise for a good night's rest. The study found that children and adults with higher levels of physical activity have better sleep quality. In general, adults are thought to need at least 8 hours of sleep a night, but a recent survey found that, on workdays, only 21% of them really get a full 8 hours of sleep. For teenagers, a healthy amount is about 8 to 9 hours per night. However, 27% of people throughout the world have sleep problems. Now, there are over 80 kinds of sleep disorders, and most people know little about their danger. So, for our good life and work, it's necessary for us to realize the importance of sleep and try to have a good sleep.
第二节到此结束。现在你有2分钟的时间将试卷上的答案转涂到客观题答题卡上。
听力部分到此结束。